英语学习要快乐学，还要天天学。欢迎来到可可英语，收听并学习费头语课堂，天天学。第896课，你今晚有何安排？又是美丽的一天，新的开始，欢迎费的口语课堂天天学的新老学员们，我是费的老师，快来快乐的学英语吧。今天我们首先要看到的这个词儿，它的发音是 critical， critical， 意思呢是决定性的、关键性的、危急的或批评的、批判的。跟我来读两遍它的发音， critical， critical。The reform is at its critical stage now. The reform is at its critical stage now. 改革正处于关键的阶段。Reform 是一个名词，改革。关键的阶段呢，就是 critical stage。在关键的阶段，用到这个介词 at its critical stage. Her performance won her much critical acclaim.Her performance won her much critical acclaim. 她的表演大获评论界的赞扬。Performance 是表演，赢得了赞扬，赢得了赞颂，是这个动词 win。它的过去式是 won。Acclaim 是一个名词，表示赞扬或者称赞，叫 acclaim。那特别好的称赞，特别热烈的称赞，就是 critical acclaim。跟我读两遍。Critical acclaim, critical acclaim. I know how critical your parents are. I know how critical your parents are. 我知道你的父母有多挑剔。做你们家的儿媳真是难呐。Your parents are very critical.那么 critical 是一个形容词，那么稍稍把这个词儿修改一下，换一下呢，就变成名词叫 critic。 critic 的意思呢，就是批评家、评论家。 critic。 She is a very discerning art critic. 她是位眼光敏锐的艺术评论家。眼光敏锐的是这个词 discerning critic。评论家 art critic 就是艺术评论家，那么这三个词放在一起就是眼光敏锐的艺术评论家，就是 discerning art critic。 今天的课堂当然我们还要看一看和他们相关的他们家族的另一个词，就是 criticize。 criticize 就是及物或不及物动词，批评、评论。 You should not criticize him so harshly in his faceYou should not criticize him so harshly in his face. 你不应该当面这么严厉地批评他。批评他 criticize him so harshly 就是严厉的。Harshly 是一个副词，严厉的。In his face, 当面。当面严厉地批评他就是 criticize him so harshly in his face.你今晚有什么安排呢？可以怎么来说？可以这样来说 What are you up to tonight? 下面我们就来学习有什么什么安排打算的表达法，是 What are you up to? 再加一个时间，就表示这个时间你有什么安排，有什么打算吗？比如说 What are you up to tonight? What are you up to tonight? 你今晚有何安排？What are you up to tomorrow? What are you up to tomorrow? 你明天有什么活动吗? I'd like to invite you to go to a concert. What are you up to this coming weekend? What are you up to this coming weekend? 这个周末你有什么计划吗?这个周末就可以说 this coming weekend. 另外呢 be up to somebody 它的意思呢就不是说有什么安排了 be up to somebody 意思是由某人来决定来负责比如说 if you don't feel like going don't go it's up to youIf you don't feel like going, don't go, it's up to you. 如果你没心情去就别去嘛你自己决定吧。It's up to you, 就是由你自己来决定。My parents say my marriage thing is entirely up to me. My parents say my marriage thing is entirely up to me. 我父母说我的婚姻大事完全由我自己做主。他们是很民主的父母。Entirely up to me, 表示完完全全由我自己做主。Entirely 是一个副词表示完全地、彻底地。真不容易，很多家庭父母都会干预你的婚姻大事。What are you up to tomorrow night? Feel like going out with me for a movie? All right, it's up to you. Whatever. 明晚有何安排吗？想和我去看电影吗？没事儿，你定吧。就算我没说。客户欢迎登录大耳朵英语网站 Faith Radio 的播客，与其他听众一起互动学习本科内容，把你可以做主的事儿告诉我们，我也会亲自参与大家的学习和讨论，并提供帮助。让我们一起努力学好英语吧！这里是 Faith 口语课堂天天学，我是 Faith 老师，来自我喜欢的一支乐队阿巴的 The Winner Takes It All。
Nothing more to say, no more race to play. The winner takes it all, the loser standing small. Beside the victory, that's my destiny. I was in your arms, thinking I belonged there. I figured it made sense.Does it feel the same when she calls your name?